This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, June 24th. Cattle markets had a nice little pop to the upside yesterday after kind of a sluggish start. The markets caught a bid and continued just to work their way higher throughout much of the day. We backed off a little bit on the close, but a pretty impressive day. You know, feeder cattle have struggled. We've had gaps lower. The market just seems to leak lower, and then yesterday you come back up and you test the high end of this minor trading range that we've been in for a few weeks now. So we'll see where we go. And again, you know, backed off a bit into the close, so you know, people weren't willing to take this trade overnight, but it does show something that there's clearly some underlying support there. The feeder cattle index is down 41 cents or 128.71, where the front month August is sitting around 133 even. So we're still a fairly widespread, but got a lot of time for that to come back together. Cash markets got a few head trading yesterday on the dress trade around 153. It's down 8 from last week. Box beef values a bit weaker. Choice down 2.25 at 212. Select down 73 cents at 204. The spread was down 152 at 824. Movement 205 loads. Slaughter rates for Tuesday, 120,000 head compared to 119,000 a week ago and 123,000 a year ago. Week to date slaughter 239,000 head. That's 1,000 more than a week ago and about 5,000 head below where we were a year ago. So we're pretty much caught up in the packing plants with where we were a year ago and where we need to be as far as staying current with the feedlots. That's what we're hearing in the country. The feedlots are pretty much, you know, comfortable with the, you know, the flow, the outflow anyway. Inflow has been a little light over the last few months, but that's not a surprise either. Obviously, that creates a marketing hole down the road, you know, 3-4 months down the road, we could expect to see a sharp drop in market-ready cattle. Question is, what kind of demand base are you going to have anyway? And is it just going to offset each other? I think that's why the market's really been in such a range that we're still trying to get a handle on what the demand situation is. And again, with yesterday's move to the upside, especially with cash trade under pressure, maybe the market feels that that's kind of a capitulation to the downside in the cash trade, and that's the weakness that you're going to see. Those are just giving up, throwing in the towel. That would be your low, even though the board is still well discount to the cash. It would suggest that perhaps we're going to start working our way higher. If that's the worst the cash is going to do, the board's going to have to come up and make up some distance. So we'll see. I think that, you know, that the stability in the stock market is adding some courage to the bulls. Economic outlook seems to be kind of mixed depending on who you talk to, but the stock market certainly is holding itself together quite well. The surges in coronavirus cases obviously are a concern, you know, but the governors seem intent on not closing down the economy. So that is some support to the market that you're still going to have your restaurants open, you're still going to have that demand base. But again, it really boils down to the consumer and how aggressive they're going to be in wanting to be out and social and go to these restaurants. So again, we'll play it by ear. The market, you know, I've long felt that we'd have major summer lows. Maybe we got those in the spring. It came a bit earlier than what I expected, but I think that we're still going to get some pressure to the downside. In a normal seasonal pattern, you would be carving out some lows either from June or into August. And we're working our way through June pretty quickly here, and the market has just been flat. So I think it's going to depend on what kind of summer demand shows up and what kind of product gets dumped onto the market, especially with the backlog of cattle, what kind of imports we have as well. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.